A year ago, Utah Governor Gary Herbert named David Damschen as the state treasurer. One of his responsibilities is to manage and distribute unclaimed property.
There's not a lot of things in government that are quite so fun as helping people find their own money, and especially at this time of year here during the holidays.
Fun, but also serious business, as there is more than $375 million in funds and properties awaiting reclaim from rightful owners or their descendants, money that could be used by residents to boost the economy.
We have focused in recent years on technology and efficiency, on streamlining our marketing and social media efforts, and we've seen an almost tripling of our claims payout results over the last 5 years because of these efforts.
The challenge? Trying to get residents to use the online service, mycash.utah.gov, to enter their names, the names of an ancestor or property owner information, to reclaim a utility deposit you had but forgot to provide a forwarding address, for example. By creating a rundown of how much unclaimed money there is in each county, Damschen hopes to return uncashed payroll checks, dormant bank accounts, overpaid bills, and security deposit box contents.
1 in 5 Utahns have properties that we're holding, and Cache County has $5.9 million in unclaimed properties. That brings it a little bit closer to home and hopefully prompts listeners to go to mycash.utah.gov and do a search.
To view county-by-county unclaimed data property information, go to upr.org, where you will also find a link to the state and federal online unclaimed property portal. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.